With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Rainy and cool weather is pushing its way across the state of Montana, and the National Weather Service says it's going to stick around for a while. So is this the wildfire season-ending event we've long hoped for?
Maybe not season-ending for everywhere, but this is definitely putting a big damper on a lot of the fires.
National Weather Service meteorologist Lance Vandenbogart says the cold front that's bringing this early taste of autumn will stay with us through the weekend. It may also be followed by more sporadic rain through early next week.
Here in Missoula, we could see over an inch. That's definitely a possibility. The mountains could have more than that, and it looks pretty widespread. You know, the Libby, Troy, Eureka, those areas look like they're not going to get quite as much, but they do look like they're going to get some rain later this weekend.
What's more, there have already been reports of a rain-snow mix in Glacier National Park at elevations above 8,500 feet. This change in weather isn't limited to western Montana. The Weather Service says this cold front could drop a couple of inches of rain in some areas east of the divide. The Northern Rockies Coordinating Group is activated during times of high fire danger. It includes representatives of various state and federal fire and law enforcement agencies. Spokeswoman Paula Short says the group's certainly keeping a close eye on this weather.
While we are getting heavy or moderate rains in some areas, it's been sort of spotty in other areas around the state and around the Northern Rockies. So probably stopping short of saying this is really the end, particularly if we do get a warm-up after this cold front moves through, if we do get a warm-up in another drying period, we certainly could still see more activity.
While fire experts are erring on the side of caution, there's no denying that days are getting shorter and humidity levels are rising.
In fact, I know a few folks around Montana have had to cover the gardens so far with either light to even heavy frost in some areas. So absolutely, time is on our side as we wind down towards the end of the field season. But I know many a seasoned firefighter that will tell you that they've been on fire assignments as late as Columbus Day and even into early November.
While we're not seeing new wildfires or getting reports of the rapid fire growth that were so common during the hotter and drier days, Short says there's still plenty of existing fire incidents yet to deal with.
There's a lot of equipment out on the landscape, pumps, hoses. There's a lot of engines. There's a lot of people assigned, in fact, about 6,000 in the Northern Rockies. So there's still a lot of work to do with buttoning up what we've got out there already.
Despite the cool, wet weather, many areas in western Montana remain in those stage one or stage two fire restrictions. That means, depending on your location, campfires will either still not be allowed at all or only in designated spaces.
If we continue to have cool weather, you may see them rescinding or stepping down. I know the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes were in stage two restrictions. They are planning to step down to stage one restrictions on Friday. It's something that we're looking at and keeping track of on a continual basis. But for most of the areas, they're going to go status quo for the Labor Day weekend. And so just be careful out there and keep those campfires in the appropriate places.
Temperatures for much of Montana could only reach the 50s and 60s this weekend. Highs normally range from the low to high 70s this time of year. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.